From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, June 28th. Coming up, we'll learn about a recent investigation that found students at Illinois' for-profit colleges often leave with debt or jobs with low wages. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker blasted former President Donald Trump following last night's debate on CNN. In a statement, he said voters were presented with a clear choice, quote, a president working hard every day to improve the lives of all Americans, or a convicted felon, a selfish blowhard looking out only for himself. Independence Day celebrations are starting early this weekend with firework displays and events around central Illinois. IPM's Analiko Ochuba explains.
Friday from 5 to 10 p.m., there will be a freedom celebration at Richmond Park in Villa Grove with a patriotic bike parade and fireworks. Tolono Fun Days are happening Friday evening and all day Saturday at Tolono's Westside Park. The fireworks are tomorrow night only. Saturday evening, the Danville Boat Club will set off fireworks over Lake Vermilion. On Sunday in Arcola, the Green Mill Village Development will have drive-in-style fireworks from 5 to 9 p.m. just east of I-57. Analiko Ochuba, IPM News.
Two Illinois lawmakers say they weren't involved in the opening of two state-run migrant shelters on Chicago's south side. Adriana Cardona-Magigad reports.
State Representative Angelica Guerrero Cuellar, whose district is near Midway Airport, says the new shelter is near a dangerous avenue where drug racing goes on at night. She says her district already has a migrant shelter and residents have complained about trash.
There is a lot of hatred towards the migrant demographic. You're putting this particular demographic in danger because you're not prepping the community surrounding the shelter. It's unfair to the residents who live there, and it's unfair to these individuals coming in.
A state spokesperson says Guerrero Cuellar and other lawmakers were fully briefed about the shelter plans. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.
Two Illinois U.S. representatives are asking the federal government to review the sale of a stake in a Mississippi River grain operation to a company affiliated with the Chinese government. Mike Bost and Nikki Budzinski are urging the U.S. Treasury Secretary to examine the recent sale. Growmark Incorporated sold its ownership in a grain terminal in Cahokia Heights to Kafka International last week. Bost, a Republican, and Budzinski, a Democrat, say the sale could pose a threat to national security. Kafka said in a statement it purchased Growmark's minority stake in the barge loading location. Kafka and Growmark had operated the location together since 2017. Kafka could not immediately be reached for a comment. According to Boston Budzinski, Kafka is the largest state-run food and agricultural company in China. Attorneys and friends of a man who was locked up at Stateville Correctional Center in Illinois believe poor conditions at the aging prison contributed to his death. Lauren Frost reports.
Michael Broadway died last week. He was 51. Some people who knew Broadway are alleging that extreme heat and poor medical care at the prison were likely factors in his death. At a town hall hosted by Northwestern University, attorney Tara Tolner said she's spoken to several of Broadway's loved ones who were incarcerated.
They're devastated by the loss of their friend, their brother. They're indignant because it didn't need to happen. And they're terrified that it will happen again soon.
WBEZ asked the Illinois Department of Corrections about the allegations and what caused Broadway's death. An agency spokesperson only said they're investigating. I'm Lauren Frost.
Still to come, we'll learn about a recent investigation that found students at Illinois' for-profit colleges often leave with debt or jobs with low wages. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, we'll talk about the presidential debate with Linda Kenyon, our Washington correspondent. And we'll talk with Marco De La Rosa. Raised in Chicago, he's heading to Paris to compete in the Paralympics. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A lot of Black, Brown, and low-income students in Illinois who need a college degree to move up in the world go to for-profit colleges to get one. These companies promise a fast track to graduation and a better job, one you can do while you're working the job you already have or raising your kids. But an investigation found these schools too often leave students worse off than when they started. Lisa Kurian-Phillip reports.
After her kid gets on the bus to school, Nika Ewing gets into her car and eventually starts it up.
We gotta do this quite a few times before.
She has just a few hours to make some money picking up and delivering food orders.
One day you'll have it to where as soon as you turn the app on, it's like ding, ding, ding.
It was supposed to be a side hustle while she worked on her software engineering degree at DeVry University. It's a for-profit college chain with campuses across the country.
And then another time you turn on the app and they're giving you like $2 order, $3 orders. I'm not even making gas with that. That's why I'm like, DeVry, something gotta come because I can't keep living like this.
Ewing was pregnant with her first daughter when she saw a commercial on her local news channel for DeVry. It offered the option to get a bachelor's degree in 3 years and promised job placement within 6 months after that. 5 years and tens of thousands of dollars in student loans later, Ewing still doesn't have the degree or a job and is stuck dropping off other people's takeout.
I'm like, so where I'm going? Like, what y'all got lined up for me? And then I was told it was not that at all. So I was like, okay. You know, you feel kind of bamboozled a little bit.
Low-income students and Black students like Ewing attend for-profit colleges in Illinois at much higher rates than other groups. WBEZ analyzed federal education data. We found that two-thirds of for-profit schools in Illinois reported their students make less money than a high school graduate. We also surveyed 250 current and former students. We heard that all too often, these schools leave students in low-wage jobs, struggling under mountains of student debt. Aisa Controla-Banez is policy director for the Student Borrower Protection Center.
The for-profit kind of playbook is to meet these communities where they are, capitalize on those lack of infrastructure, lack of funding, lack of opportunities, and then dangle that promise of economic security, economic stability, economic mobility to these same folks. And the results are catastrophic.
Dominique Baker is a higher education researcher at the University of Delaware. She says for-profit schools give the perfect pitch. Take this commercial for DeVry.
A bachelor's degree from DeVry University could change your tomorrow if you do something today.
With our people in those ads have children. They are more often older. And those ads frequently have Black women more often than other institutions' ads do. So in every sort of way, these for-profit institutions are creating an image of being incredibly welcoming to Black women in particular.
Once students are rushed through the door, the bottom often drops out. For-profits spend so much on advertising, there's not much left for what happens in the classroom. DeVry did not respond to a request for an interview. Some students who filled out our survey had positive experiences with the school. On July 1st, federal officials are introducing new rules to crack down on training programs, those that leave students with a ton of debt and not enough income to pay it back, could lose access to federal funding. But that's too little and too late for Ewing. She recently took on work as a house cleaner to make ends meet.
They tell you, oh, in order to get a better job, you need to get an education. You get an education, and that still ain't enough.
Ewing has more than $60,000 in student loans and no idea how she'll pay it back. Lisa Kurian-Phillip,
Amy Chin, Esther Eugene Kang, and Alex Keefe helped report this story. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, and a high of 85 degrees. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Analika Ochuba, Adriana Cardona-Magigod, Will Bauer, Lauren Frost, and Lisa Kurian-Phillip. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.